Polkey outlasted Emmitsburg 59-56 earlier, and happy to have to my left Polkey coach Brian Friesner. Congrats on the win, coach. You only trailed briefly, struggled at the line down the stretch, going 0-for-6 there in the final moments, but did enough to get it done. Congrats on the win.
Thank you. It was, like you said, it was a tough game. Emmitsburg has come a long way this year. They've done a lot of good things, and in a game like this, sometimes the game gets bigger than what it is, and I felt like the boys were maybe trying not to lose versus playing to win. And that's, they've talked about it this week. We try to get it out of their heads, but it's been a couple years since they've advanced from the first round or the second round. Mm-hmm. So I know there's a lot of nerves there, but we got the proverbial monkey off our back, and now maybe we can move forward and make some of those free throws at the end of the game.
Well, they shot a bunch of times at the line, 27 of 46. They started out well, 13 of 18 you were in the first half, but just didn't work out for you down the stretch. We'll talk about the end of the game more here momentarily. But Emmitsburg, to their credit, they had some tough shots in the first half especially. But you closed on a surge after Emmitsburg took their only lead at 24-23. You went on an 11-1 run to close the first half to lead by 9.
Yeah, again, we just kind of buckled down and we took care of the ball. When we take care of the ball, I think we can be fairly dangerous. And then we just work our offense. We thought we had them on the ropes there. We thought we could get up to that double-digit lead. We can kind of keep pushing, get that snowball effect going. They're a resilient team. I'll give Coach Gielen and the Hawks a lot of credit. They're a much improved team. And, my goodness, the big boy in the middle, Vermalm, he's a handful.
Well, he had 8. Ben Dunlap, who scored 21 against you in your regular season meeting, the freshman, he held only 7 tonight.
We talked about that. He got loose for 4 3-pointers in the first game against us and really kept him close to the game. And we said today, you know, coming into this week, we're like, we can't allow him to get open looks. We have to challenge the shot on him. Make him put it on the ground. And I think we did a better job of that way, but then our help side wasn't as strong as it should have been to stop the extra little pass for the lay-in.
Well, Jace Davidson, he was working it at the free throw line, did not miss tonight, 22 points, and I gave Jace and also Nate Alljets, who had 16, and Nate Hansen with a 12, all a share of the Wells Ag Supply Fonda player of the game. Jace didn't score in that second quarter, but during that time, the two Nates really stepped up and did some damage.
Nate Hansen, this last half of the season, has really stepped into a very important role coming off the bench. He was a starter for us beginning of the year. As we transitioned through the year, we need a little more oomph coming off the bench, so we made a change. And his scoring has gone up in the second half of the season. He's averaging close to 7-8 just since the second half. And it's been huge for us. That's one reason we get up into the 60-70 point range, because of the things that Nate Hansen does. And Nate Alljets, he's just, that kid can be a pain in the rear some days.
Yeah, Nate Alljets had 11 second quarter points, and Hansen had 8.
Yeah, I mean, they're just tough. They're two tough-nosed kids, and they're learning how to get to the rack. They're learning how to finish now. It's kind of funny, in practice yesterday, I was trying to chew one of them out, and I was chewing out the wrong Nathan. And I said, you know, we got too many Nates. We got to think of a nickname for either one of you guys so we can get it straight. And they're like, Coach, you're just too old. Don't worry about it. But no, if Jace is getting doubled or really getting shaded hard, those two have really stepped up here recently. And that makes us a threat. You know, they're telling the boys, hey, sometimes you just survive and you move on, especially in the postseason.
Well, after you weren't able to seal the deal at the line in the closing moments, Emmitsburg has a chance with a score 58-56. They call timeout with 7.9 seconds remaining. You call one to look at how they set up. They came out set up the same on the inbound play. What were you talking about on the bench before the final 8 ticks?
Well, when we called the timeout to see what they're running, we kind of assumed that they may run some kind of lob for Vermalm. That's what they had a tendency to do at the beginning of a quarter, maybe end of a break, run something from him going to the hoop. So we're like, okay, looks like maybe they're stacking up. Maybe he's going to roll off screen and come back. They didn't quite do that, but the kids bounced back because we were looking for that. But I thought we played tough-nosed defense there. And I can't quite remember if they missed a shot or they missed a free throw, but I remember getting a rebound.
Yeah, they missed a runner in the lane that was wide right, and Ayan secures it with 0.2 seconds. hits the first, misses the second. Didn't matter, only 0.2 seconds left. They couldn't do anything about it at that point.
And that's, you know, securing those rebounds at the end were huge for us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you like to seal the deal if you can make those free throws.
But you did get a lot of offensive rebounds
exactly.
off of those.
Yeah, we did some. Nate Hansen was another one. He just went off and got the ball in the corner. He kind of lost it there, but those are the kinds of things when we get those. Nate Alljets, again, getting those rebounds are huge for us.
Well, you'll see the winner of this game between Altaria and Sioux Central on Tuesday night at Storm Lake High, 7 o'clock, Pocahontas area, with a 59-56 win over Emmitsburg. Keep soaking it in, Brian. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Ryan.
We'll see you Tuesday. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. Go Indians.